This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
And you put the volume up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. You've got to be engaged. You've got, yeah, I know, don't make fun of what I'm doing. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be involved. You have to be part of the solution. This is getting crazy with this stuff. No, our hearts and yes, I know this will set a whole bunch of lefties off. Our hearts and prayers go out to those people that were there, you know, killed and maimed and what have you there in Texas today. And no, we do not believe. I do not believe. We do not believe that you know, this should not be the norm. But I also don't believe it's the gun's fault. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Sandy Gibbs is going to join me. We've got some really, really crazy stuff to talk about when Xander joins us after the break. I want to jump into this, but I don't want to. I don't want to blow it all. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's lots going on up there. You give me your email address so I can actually send you an email at least once a week. I want to let you know what's going on. I want to let you know, you know, who we're going to have on the show. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on you need to know about. But you also need to buy my book. That's always a good one, too. That makes me extremely happy. You know what I'm saying? So you'll find all that at the website. You can buy the mug. You know, that thing's still sticking up in the back, I think. Is it?
A little bit.
Anyway, I look like Alfalfa's dad, she says. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so, you know, the Dems, you never let an emergency go to waste, right? So the loons on the left, the Dems are at it again. And we had a tragic, tragic shooting today. There's no other thing to say about it. There's no way to soften it up. What happened today in Texas was disgusting. But we are done with personal responsibility in this country, apparently. Nobody's responsible for what they do. Right? I mean, think about this. Nobody's responsible for any of their actions. I mean, the Dems actually came out, and with the horrific things that MS-13 did, listen, this, what happened was disgusting. It was terrible. Don't get me wrong. I started on a story yesterday where I was putting together the things that MS-13 had done, like brutally raping and beating a woman that was 7 months pregnant. I want you to think about the baby in her womb when she was 7 months pregnant. I want you to think about that. Horrific. And the Dems want to protect the MS-13 kids. Now, you could squeeze that, stretch that, do whatever you want to try to do to have it make sense. You can't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. And yet they don't want them called animals. Because, you know, they're human beings. See this young man that shot up the Texas high school today? He's an animal. It really is that simple. It's not that hard to understand. And not only was he an animal, he's a copycat animal. Right? And I'm sorry, there is no way you're going to tell me there were no signs that this kid was off the rails someplace. Again, you'd have a heck of a time trying to get me to believe that nobody saw something, anything. When the police uncovered diaries he was running on how he wanted to be a killer, he had a t-shirt that said, "Born to be a killer," that he was quite proud of. Are we serious with this? And I'm not joking, I'm dead. I mean, are we serious? Now, law enforcement are still, they're still searching in the Santa Fe High School area for the explosive devices. This guy put them all over the place. Again, this was a copycat type of scenario, like the Columbine thing. He had a long coat on, sawed-off shotgun. Again, illegal. Already illegal to own it. Right? 10 people are dead, 10 more injured. But let me tell you what. For those of you who say we shouldn't have armed people on school campuses, the L.A. County supervisors, shame on you when you try to get rid of resource officers here in Los Angeles. You try to get rid of uniformed police officers on school campuses because it made the kids feel bad. Well, how do you think the parents are going to feel when these kids are lying around dead on campuses all over L.A., the L.A. school districts? You're so worried about how something looks that you don't, and then you know what will happen? When it does happen, they'll blame Trump, they'll blame the NRA, they won't blame themselves, they won't take responsibility for anything that they do. Yeah, you know how to wind me up? Seriously, the suspect, I'm not going to try to pronounce, matter of fact, even if I could pronounce his name, I'm not going to. He's 17 years old, he's in custody. The complaint against him details two charges, capital murder and aggressive assault on a peace officer. Right? He used a sawed-off shotgun, illegal, and a .38 caliber revolver, which is none of the gun, any of the gun laws. So nothing, no law shy of getting rid of every gun on the planet would have saved these kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sandra Gibb joins me to try to calm me down after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near near retirement? This book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
You better be standing at attention at this point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I very much appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And I really do. I know it's hard to sit and listen and sit still and not throw stuff at your radio or your computer, depending on how you're listening. But I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. So, you know, I thought in light of the wedding, you know, and all the stuff going on over there in England, that we'd bring our, I don't even know, should I call him our resident Brit too? I don't know. I don't know if that's an insult or what, but I guess he'll let me know in a minute, won't he? Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week to help us kick off, well, you know, kick off our party weekend or whatever. And then this week, though, you have to explain some things to me that I just don't get. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure. And I'm sick, Joe. I'm sick of hearing about the royal wedding.
Now, come on, come on. That's got to be the most exciting and expensive thing that happened in England since, I don't know, what's the other couple of princes got married, right?
What a waste of taxpayers' money, really. What a waste, yeah.
Aren't they the biggest taxpayers in the country?
No, they don't pay taxes. The royal family don't pay taxes.
They don't? I thought they did.
No.
Wow.
No, of course not.
Wow.
They get paid a stipend from the country, and it's a tax-free stipend, and... biggest Sloans ever. But I'm not anti-royal. I just kind of, I resent this kind of, I mean, do you know what would have been nice if she had said, you know, let's go to a thrift store. Let's get some nice vintage costumes. Let's have it very low-key. But of course, you know, the queen would have been, oh, we can't do that. It's traditional. We have to waste lots of money and drink lots of champagne. Don't we, Philip?
So I was at CNN the other night, right? And you know what CNN is? It's like England Central. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is just so excited about this wedding. But even, you know, and they all have British accents. I mean, pretty much everybody there that I deal with has a British accent. So they're talking about this, and at one point, one looks at the other and says, "I hope the Americans know how to dress, because Americans, I mean, like we're going to come out naked or something, you know, in those frayed jeans or whatever. But you know, America, I heard it. Americans don't know how to dress. They don't know how to dress properly for these things. They don't know how to wear hats. They don't. I'm thinking, really? Is this what we've got? We kicked your butts." 300-plus years ago. We could do it again, you know. Really,
don't rub it in. Really, don't. I have to live here, remember, at the moment.
Yeah, right.
You know, the interesting thing is, you know, I don't know if people out there know, but Meghan Markle has been very outspoken about the fact that she doesn't like Donald Trump. And, you know, that's okay. But when she vetoed him from this wedding, I just love that Queen Elizabeth turned around and said, oh, well, that doesn't matter. We won't be inviting Obama. And I just thought that was a great comeback. She banned Obama from the wedding because Meghan Markle. But, you know, I do think that for me, you know, because there's a lot of the race cards being played a lot here. You know, and someone asked me if the reason I wasn't interested in it was because Meghan Markle was black. I mean, you know, obviously because I'm a Republican, we're all racist and anti-Semites all of those things. But enough to be fair to the truth. I thought she was Hispanic, to be honest. And, you know, I saw footage of her today with her mom. Her mom is black. Her father is white. So what? Good luck to them. But I kind of think that there may be an element of the queen playing the race card here. Because
really?
I definitely think so. Because they get accused of all these things. I mean, Prince Philip is notably anti every other foreign country in the world. I think that this may be a little opportunity and an exercise in making themselves relevant again. And they did this with Diana, too.
It's funny, their English correspondent last night, we were sitting in the green room, and I said, hey, what's with Charles and the Queen? They don't seem to be very huggy-huggy at all. And he looked over at me, and with this totally British smug look, he goes, oh, she hates him.
She does.
She just loathes him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because if you know British history, her mother, the Queen Mother, who is now dead, God rest her soul, she was really good. She stepped aside and gave Queen Elizabeth a chance. Now, you know, Prince Charles is like in his mid-60s, and he's probably not going to be get a chance to be king because the queen's not going to step down and won't. But there is a multi-million-dollar industry over there with just the royal family. Because people go just to kind of, you know, stand outside Buckingham Palace and things like, you know, I've been inside, you know, in the private area. And that's not a joke, I really have. And so it's a multi-million-dollar industry, so she's not going to step down. And what would she do? I mean, you know, raise those corgis and practice that wrist wave, and, you know, what would she do?
Well, it was funny because he said, why else at 93 years old would you retain your crown and your seat to keep him out? And then I said, why is it, I learned a lot, why isn't this happening in England. I mean, London proper. And he said, oh, because he's number sixth in line for the crown.
Yeah.
And he said, so he gets to go out to Windsor. It's a little town compared to London.
The kids come before, well before him. And, you know, for a long time, they weren't letting more than two royals to travel on one plane. Because years ago, they used to let everybody travel together. But the idea was if the plane crashes, who takes over? The bloodline is gone.
Yeah.
And so it's all very political. I don't wish them any harm. Good luck to them. You know, I'm not anti-royal. I just kind of think that it's a big waste of money. Sorry.
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm amazed in today's world, right? You know, how the Brits are just so locked in on the monarchy. And I hear that it's waning now. I hear that, you know, the bottom people are actually asking themselves, do we really need a queen anymore? Do we really need a monarchy? And I sit here and go, oh, my. You know,
if it's a choice of having the royal family or those, you know, champagne swilling so-and-sos in Hollywood, I will keep the royal family. Thank you very much. Because let's face it, in America, we don't really have royalty. I'm sure there are a few queens around, but in fairness, there is not the same kind of like lineage in America that there is in the UK. And those that are in Hollywood, they're seen as royalty. They're not really that royal, and they're not really that good as role models.
No, and the Queen, you know, I don't know if she's a racist. She says she may be a little bit there, but you know.
No, not her.
Not her.
The husband.
Oh, all right.
Oh, the husband is totally Prince Philip, who is her husband, he's very racist. He was in China and referred to their eyes and things like this, just very kind of like racially charged comments. But this is, you know, I'm not sure if he's racist or if he just uses racist commentary.
We gotta go for a break. But can you imagine him and Joe Biden in a bar together, in a pub together in England? That would be something I'd want to record. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Xander Gibb right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
I'm watching.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm watching Geraldo get ready to pop an eyeball. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just hop right back in it. You got Xander Gibbs joins us, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. I appreciate the time he spends with us on the show. And he's there in the mix of things. Boy, you know, Xander, do they price gouge? I don't even know what that is. Price gouge at all during the wedding event there. I'm sure they have all kinds of, like, banners with her picture on it, and, right?
Yeah, even, like, local bars are having, like, watching parties and things like this. I mean, I don't even want to watch it at home, so I'm not going to a bar to spend money to watch it. But I'm sure there are people who would go and get drunk and watch it, you know.
I
remember when he was a lad.
There must be a law against that, though. Can't you be, like, arrested for not having some kind of excitement about the queen and the whole royal family getting married and such?
Well, I hope not, because I'll be getting arrested tomorrow if that's the case. I really couldn't give. No, please.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a consummate professional.
I know you are. No,
I don't give a fig about them. I really don't.
No, it's just when you see what's going on in the streets there, it's akin to a playoff team winning, you know, the Super Bowl game or the whatever. I mean, I know it's a marriage, I get it, but you know, the ticker tape, the mess in the streets, the people going crazy. Although you guys are a little bit more reserved about it, I guess.
Well, I think it's that British kind of like reservedness.
We're quite excited over here.
Yeah, I've raised half a smile, so I'm rather excited. I bought a round of drinks. What more do you want? Bucket of water and 25 straws. The thing is really for me that it is very split. You know, but it's actually different from when it was Charles and Diana, I have to say. You know, I was quite excited because I love Princess Diana. She was a consummate humanitarian.
Right. Yes.
But you know, I have to say, not just because she doesn't like Donald Trump, but Meghan Markle doesn't do it for me. I never rated her as an actor. And no, it's not because she's black. Before you ask, it's just because she doesn't grab me. I'm sorry.
Well, no, love is kind of weird, right? I mean, I don't know her. I don't really know him. But his family's kind of dry, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oh, you've met his stepmother.
But you think about this stuff, and again, you know what? I wish him well. I hope they're getting married for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
I did think it was kind of funny, though, that as I was talking to one of the guys there, they were telling me that he's number 6th in line for the crown, which is why they have to get married. They don't get to get married in London. I'm going, wow, that's kind of a royal dish, if you would, right? I mean, sorry, you're number 6. You'll have to go to, right?
No, quite. They get the choice between getting married in Windsor, which is like a royal estate, and Windsor is kind of like west of London. It's like offering them New Jersey instead of, you know, Manhattan, basically.
Wait a minute. Isn't Windsor like, you know, isn't it like a tennis place or something like that? I mean, a sports pavilion?
No.
I didn't know. I'm an American.
I mean, Windsor.
I don't know.
Windsor Castle. Me too. But, yeah. You know, I've got to flip both sides of the ocean, so, you know, I got to be careful. I can't say too many bad things about the Brits because they'll be kind of deporting me back to New York. But no, Windsor Castle, lots of events go on there. I mean, the Queen is very equestrian. And no, I'm not saying she's got a face like a horse, but she's really into horses.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
I'm allowed to say that. She's got a sense of humor. I mean, look at her husband.
Oh, you're on a roll tonight. Is there such thing as bail there? How do we find out, you know, if I don't hear from you for a while, find out where you might be? Do you know what I'm saying?
I still got my get out of jail free card from Monopoly, so I'll be fine.
You'll be just fine. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, so listen, you know, again, the American media decided to twist President Trump's words, which is, you know, it's almost like a habit for them. It's almost like first nature for them when anything he says. So when he said that,
right,
that you know, the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, and they try to pin it as he was saying that they were all animals, he was talking about MS-13, the gang. Right.
Of course he was.
But as it went on, finally some of the mainstream media backed away from that and said that, and they twisted it into saying you shouldn't be calling any human being an animal.
Right.
Right. The Dems again are protecting the animals over civilized human beings. What do you think?
Yeah. And it's not just the Dems, it's the rhinos as well. Like Anna Navarro has called Donald Trump an animal so many times, and then she had the audacity to say this week, no one should ever call anyone an animal. And of course we've got these tweets that she sent calling Donald Trump an animal. So either Anna Navarro, because I know she listens to the show, either you can't call anyone an animal, Or you should apologize to our POTUS. You really should. But the whole point of this is he was right in that context. If you can do that to people, if you can beat people within an inch of their life, women who are pregnant, you're an animal. In fact, it's insulting to call them an animal. It's insulting to animals because most animals would not behave like that. You're lower than an animal. You know,
pond scum. Well, see, he should have called them pond scum. Is what he should have done. I mean,
but then they would have complained about that too. You know, they would have found some way of making it racist.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is anti pond life. So you know, he should not be in office. Let's impeach him for insulting frogs.
So think about this one, right? They want to take In God We Trust pretty much off everything we have because, you know, it forces religion on people. And yet they're willing to stand up for a group whose motto is rape, control, and kill.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand here how they figure this out, you know, how they come up with this. All right, let's get off this nasty stuff and get on something a little more uplifting. I hear that you might be attending the First Church of Beyonce soon. You know?
Well, they've asked me to speak the first weekend of July, but I'll be busy preaching at the Second Church of Madonna. So it really kind of conflicts with my engagement.
Oh, wait a minute! You're choosing the white woman over the racially mixed woman.
Yes, because I'm racist.
I get it. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Music is better.
So we've done this story before, and you know, some people say, "What's the big whoop? It's just a joke." I don't believe it's a joke, but you know, these people are actually worshiping to a big degree Beyonce. They love her message. They love the words of their song. They've actually rented a church in New York, and they filled it up with a choir, and the songs are her songs. things. And they're saying the message that she sends of love and hope, and I'm thinking, have you listened to her songs? And what,
yeah.
What happened to Jesus? Didn't Jesus have a message of love and hope and inclusivity? They want inclusivity. They're in any. Jesus died for everyone. You can't get any more inclusive than that. Unless I don't understand the English language. Help me out.
Even Democrats. He even died for the Democrats. But, you know, the point is that this is kind of all like almost blasphemous. And I think that when we allow these things, when you think about the things that are going on in schools, that you're not allowed to talk about God or the Bible. And, you know, when I was a kid, when I went into school, the first thing we did was have an assembly. You know, I went to school in the UK and we would sing a song, we would say a prayer, and then we would go about our day. And that doesn't happen anymore because apparently it's offensive. Well, it didn't do me any harm. And sorry, bad example, I know. But
no.
You know what I'm saying?
You were offended, right? I mean, you held that in all those years. You were just so offended, right?
I did. Well, actually, it didn't bother me. I actually enjoyed it because I always had a healthy interest in kind of like, you know, religion. And later on, you know, it kind of added to my faith. But I don't, you know, and there were kids that weren't allowed to go into the assembly. And that, you know, kids that were Jehovah's Witnesses and Muslims and things like that. But it wasn't particularly Christian. It was just about, you know, acknowledging a higher power. And obviously a lot of people are not able to do that.
Not anymore. No, I think that's hilarious. You know, it's a good point you make. It's like we are the highest power. We have taught our children, we have taught our young people that nothing matters more than them, and then they're to give back to society, but it's them first. I mean, it's just amazing. In our day, you know, I don't know what your parents said to you, but my parents were always like, you know, it's God first, period. It's God first, and God will guide you, and then you know, it's family, and then you take care of other people. That's what it's all about. Not anymore. It is really, the message really isn't there anymore. You agree?
I totally agree. And you know, it kind of goes a little bit back to what we were saying about royalty. You know, if the queen walks into the room, I'm not bowing to her. But, you know, if Jesus does, you know, I'll be more than happy to bow to him. And we've lost that. And we've lost that everywhere. It's like that here, too.
Right. You know, it's, yeah, it's like, too bad.
I don't know if it's people feel like, you know, God is not important anymore, but they've actually made it seem that way. You know, they pushed God out of everything.
Okay, we got to go for God's a capitalist. I don't know if you know that. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll give him some more credit. We'll give him some more time like we should. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Program, so.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
I know what you're talking about. Your problem is I keep waiting for Annette Funicello to walk in. I know it's your song. I keep waiting for Annette Funicello to walk in. I'm Joe Senior, host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. It's one of those Beach Baby songs or whatever they're called. I don't know. I'm Joe Senior, host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know what threw me off? You ready for this one? This is kind of like real news, I guess, kind of, sort of. It's not really real news. Did you get the text? From your daughter?
No.
You didn't. You know, young people are so into Facebook these days, so into private message. What do you call that when you get it? Text messaging, private messaging, all that?
Yeah.
Right? So, by the way, if that voice from beyond is Xander, not God. Anyway, so I get this. Xander, I get this text. I get this text. Was that text?
Yeah.
It's a text. I get a text message with two pictures. You ready for this one? Daddy, I'm engaged. Right?
I thought they were already engaged.
I did too. But that's beside the point. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, okay, that's nice. Pick up the phone. I'm kind of confused there, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. So that's why I was, you don't have to say congratulations yet. That's why I was thrown off a little bit. Danny, you still with us, or did I lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, good. All right. Well, it wasn't you I was talking about, because I'm sure you're not engaged yet. I mean, you got to get out of the house for that, don't you?
No.
You know, you should go to the wedding. You never know who you might meet there.
It would take me like 5 hours, 6 hours to drive there, and and apparently it's going to be so packed. I mean, they did invite me, but, you know, I'm too busy, writing my sermon for Sunday for Lady Gaga's church, you know, so it's just not going to happen.
Well, so anyhow, that's how I, just so the whole world knows, the way I got my notice that my daughter got engaged was via text message. But I guess that's what the young people do now, right?
You can even get the invitation that way as well now.
Can I?
You
know that?
I mean, let's just hope they could even do the wedding on Facebook. Who knows?
They could Skype it in, right? I mean, you're a young guy. Isn't that, would be acceptable, wouldn't it? Well, wouldn't that be hilarious? You got the minister like in a picture, and then you got the right the bride and the groom, one on each side. What?
There's a famous place you can get married in Scotland called Gretna Green, and you can do that. That has like a live video cam. So some of my family got married there when I was in America, and they got married there specifically so I could see it live, and it was kind of surreal. But I'm more traditional. I actually want to be there and get cake.
See, you and I are much more likely than you think. That's the first thing I thought. I want the cake. I don't care about the pictures. Hurry up with the I do's. Where's the cake? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. So.
And I want them to take home too.
You know, I was talking about that with somebody the other day. How my grandmother used to embarrass me because she would stuff food, wrap them in napkins, and stuff them in her purse. It's like, oh, God, you're at a wedding. Don't do that, you know, kind of thing. So, whatever. The godly thing, we were talking about that before I got all caught up in this and stuff. So, the school shooting today, and, you know, it's funny. I was thinking during the break, you said something about the fact that, hey, you got in, you did an assembly, you know, you, a little singing, I don't even know if you did a prayer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this was so bad. It was so nasty. We shouldn't be doing this. What are we doing to our kids, indoctrinating them in religion? How many mass shootings did we have in our schools back then?
I can't think of very many.
Right. Now,
to be honest.
Now it's almost, I won't say it's acceptable, it's an expected way of life. We've removed God. There's no value to life. You know, abortions are just the norm. And we really can't draw a connection between the two, can we? Or they won't.
No, we can't. And I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, a lot of people were actually saying on social media today after, you know, it's terrible what happened in Texas, and my heart goes out to these people. We're not shocked by these things anymore. But why have all these schools not installed metal detection systems after, you know, after what happened in the last two or three, mass shootings at schools? Why have security officers not been, placed in schools or people with guns, like, you know, retired people who can use guns safely, but still Donald Trump is to blame. And it makes me sad. I'm not saying he's to blame. I'm saying people are saying he's to blame. And it makes me very sad that everything that happens in America that's bad is because of Donald Trump. And let's face it, he wasn't in Texas today, as far as I know.
Right.
So to blame him for this, because he takes money from the NRA, then if that's the scenario, then we can blame Barack Obama and every other Democrat, Hillary Clinton, for the death of millions of babies every year because they take money from Planned Parenthood. What is the difference?
Oh, listen, because they won't acknowledge that babies are babies. They won't acknowledge that little blob of cells is actually going to be or is a human being. It is quite sickening, you have to admit.
It is. Yeah, but Joe, they took the money from Planned Parenthood, and if anybody that takes money from the NRA is responsible for gun deaths, then surely anyone who takes money from Planned Parenthood is responsible for the death of all those children. That's the same equation. Sorry.
Yeah, no, look, I agree with you. And I go back to, I'm not trying to be preachy. I don't mind being preachy, but I'm not trying to be preachy. But we've made ourselves at the top of the not just the food chain, but the universe chain. We are all that matters. God is kind of secondary thought. And some, like, you know, today, look at all the nasties that were printed all over Facebook today when people said, hey, our hearts and prayers go out to those people, all right?
Yeah.
There's evil in the world. If you're not going to do something to stop evil, then you're going to keep having these things, and stopping evil is not simply taking a gun away. It doesn't fix it, does it?
No, it absolutely doesn't. And the thing is that I would be interested to know the backstory of this guy that's done this, because clearly from the last time this happened, when we ended up with that little schmuck, what's his name? I can't think of his name. David Schmucky.
The hog.
Yeah, David Schmucky Hog. You know, from when that happened, you know, we saw, and I'm not saying this excuses it, so, you know, don't write in. But, you know, they bullied this kid. You know, even that Gonzalez girl admitted she bullied this kid. So what happens when you bully kids and you treat them badly and, you know, they go and get a gun and they shoot up the place?
Sandy,
maybe let's...
Sandy, you were bullied. You talk about being bullied as a kid.
I was.
At one point in time in my life, I was bullied too, okay? And I'm just not there with some of these people going, just because you were bullied doesn't give you the right to take a bunch of lives. You know what I'm saying?
And obviously I wasn't saying that I wasn't giving that kind of justification.
Right. Yeah. But people are using it for an excuse. And I look at, again, I probably know 24 people that were bullied, and some terribly, when they were in school. And you sit there and go, but they're good, upstanding people today. They don't want to. Matter of fact, they help other people that were bullied. They don't go wiping out schools.
Well, when my show was 5 days a week, I would talk about my own experiences, even though they're painful, because that was my way of preventing or trying to prevent other people from going through this and sharing my experiences. But I think that America is just going to hell, unfortunately, right now. We need God back in the picture. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm very open about the fact that I'm a Christian. God is number one in my life. And I don't always get it right, but I'm trying to get it right. And America, we need to start trying to get it right again.
Oh yeah, good. You know, again, good luck with that, because we don't need God anymore. We're doing fine on our own. We've got it figured out, right? You know, we've got artificial intelligence now. Now they're talking about robots. So, I mean, seriously, we won't need anything to do with a human touch anymore. You know, that's what scares me too. Between artificial intelligence, between the they're coming up with those sex robots. I'm just amazed. There's no need for human touch anymore. You won't be able to have human touch. That's scary, is it not?
It totally is scary, but I think that humanity needs a short sharp shock very soon for us to be able to turn away and turn in a different direction. And I don't know what it's going to take.
I
don't know what it's going to take to stop all this hate in America, for us to turn back to God and turn back to what is right. But I think that if we don't do that very soon, we're going to continue to see these terrible things happening.
Well, you know, the Bible says that pride comes before a fall, and we've become very prideful, very sure of ourselves, or very sure that we are. In the early days, they call it "we are the cat's meow," as they used to say.
Right.
We do have to turn back to God, and I wish people would figure that out. It saddens me to think how far we've come in a short. Think about it, in a short period of time.
Well, it's a very slippery downward slope, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah.
And even trying to walk up that slippery downward slope, it's difficult. But, you know, some of us, you know, I don't say I get it right all the time, because I don't. I'm human. I make errors in judgment, and I say and do things all the time that I shouldn't. But the thing is, for me, I'm trying to follow God, and that's what God wants.
That's all that matters.
Imperative.
You got to try and tell people.
Amen.
Tell people, yes. Yeah, thank you, Pastor. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at zandergib.com or the Church of Pizza every Saturday.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Zander, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, Sharon Angle's going to join us in the next hour, because she wants to talk about her race and what's going on in this country as a whole, and the difference between a true Republican and a real rhino. So you don't want to miss that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.